You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, you know, we've been talking about these cholesterol medications. They could put you at risk for cataracts, or maybe some of these statin cholesterol medications could put you at risk for diabetes. Well, scientists think they have a way to figure out who's going to have side effects to these cholesterol medications and who isn't, so we don't have to do this trial and error. That's pretty cool. Then it's being pulled off the market, but I don't know if you guys realize this, but your two-year-old daughter, if she wanted to for Halloween, she could dress up as a naughty leopard. Apparently, there is a naughty leopard costume for kids, $19.97, and it doesn't look sexual or anything, but it has the ears, it has a black, I don't know, I thought it was a joke. So you may want to kind of watch what your kids want to be for Halloween, but I think a naughty leopard is inappropriate for a two-year-old. Then we got a woman suing Coca-Cola because she claims she found a rat in her can of frozen lemonade. This one's interesting. Many of us rely solely on our maps, our Google Maps, our Apple Maps, GPS on our phone. Well, apparently in Alaska, if you listen to it to a T, you will actually end up on the runway, the active runway on Fairbanks International Airport. Okay? I am surprised that somebody could actually drive onto the runway. But whenever we let Google Apps or apps, maps or whatever take over, we just forget all logic and we just listen to the phone and just keep driving. So I got to make sure you guys don't end up on the runway. All right. Well, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we have a man who could control his bionic leg with thoughts. We've been talking about this for the last couple of years, how we would be able to control our prosthetics by our mind. It blows my mind that we could do this. We'll talk about that. So very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Bradley from Oklahoma City writes, Doctor, I was just diagnosed with mild diabetes and high cholesterol. The doctor spent four seconds with me and told me I need to watch my diet and lose weight. My wife does the cooking in the family and does so with a Southern flair. What should she do so I eat less fat and sugar? You know, maybe not the most exciting question, but when I saw this, this is probably one of the more practical medical questions I've gotten now, you know, in the last few weeks. When I sit home at night answering your guys' medical questions, you get told by the doctor you have diabetes and high cholesterol. Doctor's in a hurry, I get that. I doubt he only spent 4 seconds, but, you know, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi. Could be. Yep, sorry, you got diabetes and cholesterol. Don't forget to pay your copay on the way out. See ya. That was 2 seconds right there, but mind you, feels like 4 seconds because you're sitting there trying to think about and comprehend what does this diabetes diagnosis mean and what am I supposed to do? And sometimes the doctors aren't the easiest people to talk to. So I would suggest a few things. All right. You're lucky, you know, to have a wife, because mostly people who are married, no, really, honestly, if you're married, there's a much easier, you have an easier time of being taken care of, for example. Like, you know, if the wife is cooking for you, right, you tell the average wife that you have diabetes, you know, what's the first thing she's going to say? I told you so, right? Let her do it. Let her gloat. Let her do it, okay? All right, don't be afraid to tell the wife. Don't try to euphemize, right, or paraphrase maybe what the doctor said. Just, it's going to happen. The wife is going to gloat. Say, I told you so. Say, you always ate like crap. You never wanted to eat the vegetables. I knew this was going to happen. You know, let her do it. Let her get out. Honestly, people, you know, even with my husband, okay, let's say I'm right, but I'm in a good mood, and I don't want to give him a hard time. I will bring it up until that is satisfied. I will bring it up even a year from now, going, remember you were wrong about this, and I was right, because that's what couples do when they fight, okay? They need to prove to the other partner that they are superior in terms of the correctness of things that they've said, that their accuracy is better than their partner's. So if I was right and I didn't have a chance to tell my husband I told you so, I don't mean to be this way. I don't want to. But for some reason, it's in this little box just sitting there waiting to be spewed out at the next fight. Then it gets spewed out and then it's done. I don't ever bring up how I was right again unless it was something new. And usually it is. Okay, so tell the wife, let her gloat. Then hopefully she'll be willing to change some of the cooking habits, okay? Of course, you know, you want to get rid of the fried foods. You want to cut back on the carbohydrates. You want to cut back on the breads and the rices and the noodles, etc. You want to shoot for more fish and vegetables. But if you're telling me that your wife likes to cook with a southern flair, southern cooking is some of the best cooking. And then we need to start being more practical. Telling you to just eat fish and vegetables doesn't cut it. So what we may want to do is get you a nutritionist. Okay? Somebody who really likes to, these people love this stuff. They really like to dig into what you like to eat and what type of style and then how to cook that way without infusing more calories and infusing more sugar. But you really need to get the wife involved. If she says, I don't care, I'm only 110 pounds, I'm going to cook whatever the hell I want. If you don't like it, you could go eat at your mother's. Now you have a problem, and you need to drag her to the doctor with you. Okay, but most wives will kind of jump on board. Now, let's say the family starts to have a problem with this, going, no, Mom, I want my macaroni and cheese. No, the whole family should be eating healthy, even if they aren't diabetic. So this should be a wake-up call to the whole family. You tell them, look, we're going to be eating good from here on out, and don't forget to get the family out of the house to exercise a little bit. All you guys go for a walk every night. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Robert wants to know, is olive oil fattening? I look at it as all oils can be fattening. Whether you're cooking with peanut oil, like Phil from Duck Dynasty says, all right, we're cooking with peanut oil now. Peanut oil, or cooking with canola oil or olive oil, there's all calories. Olive oil seems to be considered a better fat. Oh, which, by the way, the study has come out talking about how omega-3 fatty acids and the omega-3s may not be as, shall we say, famous for preventing people's brain wasting as once thought. So we need to talk about that, how fish oil and your omega-3s may not be a necessity now in terms of trying to protect brain health, because they think they've debunked that study. So as far as I'm concerned, whenever you cook with oil, I think I heard that each tablespoon of oil could at least be starting up at the 100, 200 calorie mark. And that's just a little tablespoon. That's it. Okay? Tablespoon. And when we cook with oil, we usually soak the pan. Right? And we don't get the little pan or the little skillet. We get the big skillet. So we dump maybe a fifth of the bottle in there to cook and to fry. Even if it's olive oil, you're getting calories. So you got to be careful with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of peanut oil, this is interesting. Okay, they say girls who eat peanut butter may improve breast health later in life. So, you know, peanut butter could actually protect the breasts. Huh. Don't want to stain the bra, but I'll lather it on. But apparently it's eating. They say if girls who consume peanut butter, so I guess what they did in, out of Washington University School of Medicine at St. Louis and Harvard Medical School, they found that girls from 9 to 15 years old who frequently consume peanut butter or peanuts were 39% less likely to form benign breast disease by age 30. Now, I know some of you were like, well, wait a second. If they're less likely to form benign breast disease, does that mean if they, you know, then they're more likely to get cancer? No. I see how that's kind of confusing. Benign breast disease happens to a lot of us. We get these lumps, and we panic. We get ultrasounded, mammogrammed if we're old enough. We get them biopsied. They're benign. Thank God. Hallelujah. But with benign breast disease, it's still pretty traumatic. And benign breast disease could be a risk factor later for breast cancer. Okay? Whenever we do our breast cancer risk calculator, one of the things we ask is, have you ever had a lump removed, even if it was benign? Now, why would peanut butter help? Well, you know something? All right. I don't know why peanut butter would prevent breast lumps. I'm not sure. You know, I do believe that nuts are the superfood, even if it's peanuts. Okay, I think we really underestimate the nutritional benefits of nuts. But maybe there's something that has to do with our fat production when we go through our hormones. You know, there was a article or it was a study a few months back saying slimmer people, when they're a senior, seem to be more prone to more vicious cancer than your obese patients. Remember that? Remember we were talking about how obesity may actually help protect against some cancers? Or was it just a correlation that they found where your slimmer people that maybe have smoked most of their lives, which is why they kept their weight down, maybe drank alcohol, etc. But, you know, it's interesting because when I diagnosed lung cancer, most of the patients I've diagnosed lung cancer with were slim. And slender. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, if they had cancer for a while before you diagnosed it, that could have caused them to lose weight. You got a point, but I'm talking about people who were always thin. I'm not talking about somebody with 250 pounds. Now I'm seeing them at 140. I do a chest x-ray and wow, they have lung cancer. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about these people that have, like these women, that have always been a size 5. And they're slim, they drink, they smoke. And I diagnose cancer in them. Yet your more obese patients, I don't seem to diagnose cancer as much. Even breast cancer, many of my breast cancer patients are slimmer. What's going on with that? Now, we know obesity does put you at risk for cancer. Obesity can put you at risk for breast cancer, colon cancer, or a variety of cancers. But, you know, if I had to look back at the 13 years of private practice and the 15 to 20 years of medical work that I've done, skinny people seem to, I don't know, be affected more with cancer. It's crazy. I just kind of thought of that. So, maybe something to it. You know, there was also a study, and I apologize. There was a study saying how sometimes obesity could actually protect some of your diabetics. Protect. I saw that headline a few minutes before I went on air, so I'm going to on break pull that one up because I want to know what the hell that's about. All right. Well, interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Minute Maid lemonade concentrate. It's yummy. I'm a huge fan of Minute Maid brand lemonade. It is tasty. And Minute Maid is made by the Coca-Cola Company. Well, a woman from New Hampshire says she is now completely traumatized after finding a rat in her Minute Maid lemonade. She and her friends a couple years ago were pouring the can of lemonade into a pitcher, and a dead rat and maggots fell out, causing her emotional distress. She is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder ever since the incident, and therefore filing a lawsuit. After calling Coca-Cola, the company allegedly told her to keep the rat in her freezer, and a courier could pick it up. Now, she claims that it took over a week for somebody to get to her house to get the dead frozen rodent. So, a jury is now deliberating after hearing and seeing evidence that it included the actual rat, which apparently has been in cold storage for the last 2 years. Coca-Cola says the claim is without foundation, and there is no way it could have happened, given their strict quality control standards. Now, this is, I wondered, how do you, you know, how does a company protect themselves from this? And if, let's say somebody was faking it, okay? What if somebody wanted to make national news, wanted to, and I'm not saying that happened in this case. I mean, I'm assuming she took pictures and there were witnesses. If she had her friends over and there were witnesses, so I'm sure, you know, this is probably okay. But, you know, what if you have somebody that tries to videotape, right? You know, like they pretend they're opening up the can and they're pretending that they're being videotaped for something else, and all of a sudden a big rat comes out. I mean, you know, I'm hoping people could tell they're faking that, because that's some scary stuff. I have no idea how a rat, what, right, would get into the fa-, but I guess, you know, I don't know where the factory is that makes these things. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Spooky. It is coming up. We're coming up on Halloween. I love Halloween. Gonna have all these spooky stories come out. Kind of spooky. Virginia Commonwealth University said it is notifying over 300 students that they may have been exposed to tuberculosis. Virginia Commonwealth University spokeswoman Ann Buckley says the action is being taken out of abundance of caution after one of the students tested positive for tuberculosis. Now, screening for tuberculosis is pretty easy. Okay, you could go to the local health department. You could go to your doctor. They would do the TB test, inject it right underneath the skin and epidermal. And if you get a wheal or a reaction within a couple days, that could mean that you have been exposed to tuberculosis. Doesn't mean you have it. If the antibodies show positive, it means you've been exposed. Then we do a chest X-ray. There's also blood tests to do. All right, but many people will say, why do I have to test myself? I haven't been around anybody who's coughed. Really? People cough around you all the time. I don't think it's a bad idea to even get checked periodically. You know, I'll be at the grocery store and I always pick the wrong line. Here I am, I'm picking the wrong line. I'm standing there in the wrong line and somebody's coughing and you try to hold your breath, right? You guys notice you do that? I was asked once, is it worse to hold your breath and then take a big deep breath because you held your breath so long, or to just breathe in the air? It depends on how long you can hold your breath. I try to hold my breath. If somebody coughs, I try to hold my breath as long as possible. And then when I breathe in really, really slow. Try that. Yeah. Because I don't want to take a big gulp of air next to somebody who coughed. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot of your questions. We'll get to some of your emails when we get back. And a robotic leg being up, being able to be controlled with your mind. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Garrett writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm one of your truck driver fans. I love my truckers. I get rashes in my groin. My guess, lack of circulation. What do you suggest I use to get rid of them? Well, groin rash, I think I know what you're talking about. It isn't so much circulation as much as it's breathability, aeration, so to speak. So I wouldn't be concerned of a circulatory issue in the groin. I'm sure many of you guys have great, blood flow to your groin, hopefully. My concern would be, not a lot of, ventilation. That's the word we're looking for. Okay, so, I don't know about you truckers. I mean, usually your truck is higher than I am in my little car right next to you. So if you want to drive without wearing pants, I'm fine with that. Or if you want to wear shorts, now I understand some of you drive where it's cold, but if it's really a ventilation issue, okay, now that I'm watching Breaking Bad, okay, I know I just started, so I'm years behind everybody, but remember, how Walt was, mixing the meth in his underwear, right, because he didn't want his clothes to stink? Yeah. So, it's not that uncommon for you to do your job in your underwear. Okay, mind you, right? I mean, I live in Vegas. There's a lot of clubs where women are in their underwear. That's, you know, I mean, I'm wearing underwear now, but under my clothes, of course. So try to find something that can help then increase ventilation. In the meantime, whenever you do have a groin rash, see, we always, for some reason, the conversation always ends up on groin rashes. There's certain creams that you could use. Like, for example, you know, people talk about jock itch, where you get the kind of the dark red, well-demarcated, kind of flowery type of rash in that area. It's usually fungal because fungus likes kind of warm, damp, moist areas that don't have a lot of ventilation. So we'll use antifungals for those. That always works. Sometimes these powders that you could use, these mycostatin powders, or if you don't have a rash, to prevent the dryness, you could put powders down in that area. Try not to breathe the powder in. Again, you're going to be holding your breath with that one because I don't want you to breathe in the talcum. But, you know, powders would be good, et cetera. And make sure you get up and move. Okay, I want you guys pulling over your truck every hour or every couple hours to get up, walk around the truck, stretch, etc. It's just for a couple minutes, and I understand it's not that easy to just pull over. I get that. It's not that easy to just pull over, park it, do that, get back in, and then try to interweave back into traffic. I get that. That's difficult. But, I mean, I'm not saying you have to, you know, do it on the shoulder. You could, you know, pull over at a rest stop, just something to keep yourself moving. But great question. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, an article or a study has come out regarding statin medications and memory impairment. And I guess pravastatin, Pravacol, one of the older cholesterol medications that we've used, has been now discovered to actually affect memory. Yet we're finding Lipitor or atorvastatin doesn't seem to have that effect. Now, this was studied at Bristol University, okay? And they started studying this because they said statin patients would say, like people on cholesterol medication would say they felt fuzzy-headed or ditzy or befuddled. I've never seen that word, befuddled, okay? Now, the statin medications, one of my favorite class of medications, help lower bad cholesterol, LDL, okay? Some people claim they see a bump in HDL. Sometimes I see a little drop in HDL with these medications, but as long as you're lowering those LDLs, I'm a huge fan. Even though other side effects of these medications could include liver issues, muscle aching, because remember, most of your cholesterol is made in the muscle, and then it's made in the liver. Some people complain of blurred vision, fatigue, etc., but they decided to look at memory loss with Pravacol and Lipitor, or pravastatin and atorvastatin. So what they did is they used rats. Rats given pravastatin found it more difficult to learn when a sugary treat was hidden than those on the Lipitor. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, Dahlia, you're giving a rat cholesterol medication. I mean, of course they're going to act funny. Yeah, but they acted funnier with the pravastatin. So, this study, according to the journal Plus One, Lipitor atorvastatin did not affect memory. Now, I don't use Pravacol, that much because when I started practicing, Lipitor had come out, and Zocor and Vytorin and then Crestor, that I really didn't have to use Pravacol or Pravastatin much. So I never really saw the study size or a sample size of patients who had this issue. But keep in mind, why would this be important? Because as we're, Obamacare is taking over and we have to go to more of the statin medications and the cheaper statin medications, these older medications that have worked for decades and worked fine are starting to be used more commonly. So don't be surprised if insurance calls your doctor up saying, you know, you can't have the Vytorin, you can't have the Crestor, but you could have Pravacol, Mevacor, atorvastatin, and they go, fine, put them on the Pravacol. So for those of you on Pravacol or Pravastatin, let us know, are you seeing a memory issue? Because that's pretty important. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, researchers from the University of Dundee thinks they could genetic testing available that could be used to screen who is going to have side effects with medications such as the statins. They think they could also use it with ACE inhibitors. Now, we talked about the ACE inhibitors. This class of medications, they end in ill, Zestril, Lisinopril, Benazepril, etc. It's a blood pressure medication, but it's also used for people with diabetes to protect their kidneys. So you put somebody on an ACE inhibitor, rarely somebody could actually have an allergic reaction, angioedema from it. Sometimes people could get a dry cough, but for the most part, it's one of my favorite blood pressure medications to prescribe because it does so much, and I don't see that many side effects. So, apparently Professor Palmer explained that affordable genome sequencing techniques means it is now possible to identify biomarkers which signal whether a patient can take the drug safely or not. Now, 1% of patients that do take these ACE inhibitors, for blood pressure, will suffer angioedema. Now, this angioedema, like I said, causes swelling around the mouth and the lips. Sometimes you won't be able to breathe. Could be pretty scary stuff. 1 in 1,000 people taking statins, cholesterol medication, will suffer myopathy, muscle damage, muscle weakness. Some of you will get achy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have true full-blown myopathy. But since it affects the muscles, it counts. Okay? So I love the idea of pre-screening. I really love the idea of not throwing everybody on the same medication, but looking at everybody like as an individual. I really dig that because our makeup is different, okay? You know, women are different from men. Right? Kids are different from adults, etc. And I know some of you are saying, duh, but it blows my mind that when we teach our medical students about, what medication to start with high blood pressure, etc., you know, our students are being taught diuretics. Okay? Give it, you know, first line, take a water pill, a diuretic. Okay, well, you know, some of us that live in the desert, fluid overload really isn't our issue. And I'm trying to get people to take in more fluids, especially the more water you drink, hopefully the less hungry you are. All right, so I kind of like fluids. And many times I recognize that people's blood pressure problems don't have to do with them having extra blood volume, but it has to do with them having tighter vessels, stiffer vessels, faster heartbeat, etc. And then your African-American population, they lose their potassium quicker than the Caucasians do. So I always stop the medical students or providers or patients even from, you know, going too crazy with the water pills, especially if they start to lose their potassium with it. And the better your potassium, not too high, of course, more protects against heart disease, stroke, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your questions, comments, coming up.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Gregory writes, Doc, you'll like this one. My internist, I hope, my internist of 15 years will not give me a surgical clearance. I've never had any prior surgeries, but recently I pulled a hernia. My surgeon wants to take me in October 1st week and request a clearance from my doctor, but my internist refused and said, I don't give clearances. He's the only doc I've gone to in 15 years. What am I supposed to do? You know, I've heard this, that there's doctors. In fact, there's a cardiologist I work with. I love this cardiologist. But whenever I need a surgical clearance, because, you know, a surgeon is asking me for a clearance and the person has certain heart issues, he says I don't give clearances either. This isn't the first time I've heard this. You know, on one end, you're like, well, doc, that's your job. Okay? But then on the flip side, no, it's not. No, it's not. A doctor does have a choice whether to give a clearance or not. Now, you guys understand what this whole clearance thing is about. You go to the surgeon wants to do a surgery, but he doesn't know if you're healthy enough to withstand going under. So they have you come in with a clearance where your regular doctor or medical provider, who has hopefully taken care of you for a while, knows a lot more about you, your heart, lungs, etc., can give them something in writing saying you are healthy enough to have surgery. And the reason why this little dance came along is probably because a surgeon must have gotten sued. Right? Many of them must have gotten sued because somebody either died on the table, etc. And if the surgeon didn't do a good job of really knowing your medical history and evaluating you before the surgery, he would be liable. Well, many surgeons, even though they do a good history and physical, etc., if they haven't been your doctor for multiple years, it kind of makes sense to, you know, bring your regular doctor in on the, clue him in to what's going on. Also, it helps the surgeons liability-wise. Okay? So if you come into a surgeon saying, I have a hernia, they can evaluate you for the hernia, make sure your heart and lungs are fine, do some blood work, and if, God forbid, something isn't, they can at least bring your internist or your family doc into the courtroom with them. You know, it's a relationship we've had with surgeons. Primary care doctors and surgeons have had this relationship for a while, and we're fine. Nobody wants a patient to die, okay? But everybody wants to be protected. Now, when I hear that somebody's doctor doesn't give clearances, okay, especially if they're a primary care doctor, my guess is something must have gone badly, okay, where the doctor looked at you and said, you know what, your sugar's fine, your cholesterol's in good control, your blood pressure's fine, heart looks good, go. Go have surgery. You have my blessing. Patient must have died, and then the doctor got sued by the family because he said the patient was sick, was healthy enough to have surgery. Now, you know, when I look at surgery, I look at it as very safe. I've had multiple surgeries, and they weren't all cosmetic. I mean, I had a couple cancer scares, so I've had multiple surgeries. My patients have had multiple surgeries, and we've only lost one patient. And this one patient we lost, I had no idea he was having surgery. There, you know, nobody asked for clearance, and he was a young guy. He was only 43. Apparently somebody had some gallstone issues, some gallbladder pain. We did an ultrasound. He had some gallstones, a little bit of dilation. Sent him to the surgeon. Surgeon decided to take him in, right, and do surgery. We get a call a few weeks later that the patient had unfortunately died in recovery. Now, no idea, absolutely, you know, no idea he was unhealthy, okay? Basic heart exam was fine, basic EKG was fine, surgeon redid the EKG at the hospital, did blood work, everything looked good, he died, okay? It's the only patient I've ever had in all these years that I heard of who had died postoperatively. Okay. Did his heart not like the anesthesia? Was there something subtly going on? We don't know. Okay? We don't. When I am asked to do a medical clearance for anybody needing surgery, I always give them the option if they want to see a heart doctor. Okay? Do they want to have a stress test? Even though a stress test does not mimic going under and what anesthesia would do, it would still tell us if your heart is having any stress, how's it doing getting blood flow to where it needs to do. Now, many patients don't want to take this extra step. Okay, going to cost them money, they don't have time, but I always offer it. Okay, and for my patients where I'm concerned, I demand it. And I say, I can't clear you until the heart doctor says you're good. EKG looked a little funny, your blood pressure's a little funny, and because of how I do things, we've been very, very fortunate. Again, we don't know what happened years ago to this young patient. What could have possibly gone on in his body? When I talked to the surgeon, he thought it might have been some OxyContin use because he was on OxyContin when they had talked to family afterwards. When they had done drug testing, they had found elements of don't know if it was, it wouldn't have been hydrocodone, but there was elements of narcotics in his system, etc., which he didn't disclose to the surgeon prior to surgery. And, you know, OxyContin does cause cardiopulmonary arrest. It can. But you see, so, you know, clearances are extremely important to get your history, try to, discern if there could be anything subtle that could go on. But we're still always taking our chances in surgery, even though surgery, you know, for the most part is extremely safe. Thousands upon thousands of surgeries are happening right now as we speak. But if you have to have surgery and here's your internist saying, sorry, I don't do clearances, my guess is he doesn't want to be pulled into the courtroom if anything goes wrong. So you need to go back to your surgeon and say, my doctor of 15 years doesn't do clearances. The surgeon will then have to choose whether to do the surgery without having that extra piece in the chart that could protect him in terms of a lawsuit, or he has to send you to a doctor that he works with that does do clearances. The surgeon's in charge. You know, I discussed this with you guys about how, like, you may have an abnormal EKG where your electrocardiogram that checks your heart is off. And you and your doctor may say, oh, you know what, it's always like that. No big deal, no big thing. Or maybe you have a little elevated liver enzymes and, you know, liver's been off a little bit. Oh, it's always like that. You know, you convince the surgeon, oh, it's always like that, it's fine. Then the anesthesiologist, right, you know, minutes before you're about to go under, comes and meets you, looks at the chart. He sees an abnormal EKG. He sees elevated liver enzymes and says, no, I'm not putting you under. That's it. So you want to also know what your anesthesiologist is going to want. So even if you could talk your doctor into not needing a clearance, the anesthesiologist may say, oh, hell no, you have high blood pressure. So if your internist won't do it, it is his prerogative. Okay? I mean, you know, it may not be worth the $25 that he's going to get from the insurance company. You know, $25 or $50 or whatever, it may just not be worth it for him to share the liability. The problem is he's your doctor. He's the one that knows you. And he still has a duty to tell you if he thinks you're not healthy enough for surgery. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mind-controlling bionic leg. This is some cool stuff. Apparently, 32-year-old Zach Vauter has been fitted with an artificial limb that uses neurosignals from his upper leg muscles to control the prosthetic knee and ankle. He had lost his right lower leg in a motorcycle accident 4.5 years ago. This motorized limb is thought to now be the first thought-controlled bionic leg. Makes sense. If you're able to control your thigh, send signals to your thigh and those signals can be transmitted to the knee and ankle, cool stuff. Lead author Levi Hargrove, a biomedical engineer and research scientist at Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, says it allows people to seamlessly transition between walking along level ground and going up and down stairs and slopes. This is pretty cool stuff. Now, I thought there were some bionic arms, but I believe this is the first to be a bionic leg. I dig it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.